Hello,
our names are
Autumn
and Zinnia.
We are sixth graders at North Shore Community School, and we have been working with Sea Change Expeditions. Today, we are going to talk about aquatic invasive species, or AIS.
This is what makes something an invasive species. It has to have these qualities. It must adapt to a new area easily. It also must be able to reproduce quickly. It must harm property, economy, or native plants and animals of the region. They have to be introduced into a new region accidentally.
An example of an AIS in Lake Superior is the zebra and quagga mussels. These have been found by Sea Change Expeditions at Knife River, Apostle Islands, and Isle Royal. The problem with these mussels is zebra and quagga mussels eat all of the plankton, which the small fish would have eaten, and they alter the food chain.
Another example is the sea lamprey. The problem with sea lamprey is they kill 40 or more pounds of fish during their adult life. Fish that survive a sea lamprey attack expend more energy on healing than producing eggs and mating, causing declines in the fish population.
Another example is the spiny water flea. Spiny water fleas are tiny freshwater zooplankton that invade lakes. The reason they are a problem is they can take over the bottom of the food chain. They disturb the ecology of the food web and are a threat to Minnesota lakes.
AIS in Lake Superior are affected by climate change because climate change is affecting Lake Superior in some volatile ways. Its surface temperature is going up, but with wild fluctuations. The wind speeds have been increasing. Lake Superior has been pounded by 1,000-year storm events in the past 8 years.
What can we do about these invasives? Well, here are a few things that we can do. We can volunteer at our local park, refuge, or other wildlife area to help remove invasive species, help educate others about the threat, and we can even volunteer with the Nature Conservancy.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you learned something today. We care about the clean earth, and we hope you do too.